First, who or what is Krishna? Krishna, we often think of him as the name of a Hindu god. Krishna, however, is a name which has a meaning. Sarva Akarshati iti Krishna. One who is all attractive, one in whom all attraction resides, that personality is named as Krishna. So all of us, when we look at the world around us, we may get the question, where did this come from? If we look at somebody who is attractive, somebody who is talented, attractive may be physical attraction, it may be through talents. Where do their talents come from? So all these things, somebody with mathematical genius, they have such abilities, they can multiply huge numbers within moments. So where do those abilities come from? Some people just have these abilities. So the source of everything can't be nothing. Source of everything has to be something which contains within it the properties that we find here. So that ultimate source of everything is God. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattaha sarvam pravartate iti matva vajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. One who understands that absolute source of everything is God, is Krishna, that person will become devoted to Krishna. So Krishna is the source of everything that we find attractive in this world. And in him, all attraction resides in its fullness. So we are attracted to beautiful people, Krishna is supremely beautiful. We are attracted to intelligent people, Krishna is supremely intelligent. So beauty, intelligence, wealth, strength, fame, and equanimity, detachment, all these reside in perfection in Krishna. That's why he's the supremely attractive person, and he is the supreme object worthy of our love. He is life's ultimate goal.